Be quiet. This is James Strong and Louis Denham Perry. Perry, sorry. What does rugby have to do with the sixth tour?
Hello everyone, my name is James Strong, and we're going to talk about rugby and sixth tour today. But something's really interesting that's happening today right now. So Seven Nations started today, and Wales and Ireland is playing. What's the score right now, Lewis?
I think we should concentrate on the talk. I think it would be most enjoyable.
Last time we checked, it was 3:27 Ireland. Where are you from?
Wales.
Anyway, awesome. So, like I said, my name is James Strong. I'm a solutions architect at ChainGuard. I do a bunch of stuff with networking and Kubernetes. And if you're here to win the book, meet me outside afterwards. If you sign a container image during the talk and come hang out with me, I've got 5 copies of my book, so sign your container images, everyone. And if I broke your Ingress Nginx release on Thursday, I apologize. Please don't come outside and hang out with me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lewis. I'm similar to James in ways, not in others. As well as being at ChainGuard, I'm the coach for Rubina Squirrel's under-8 rugby team. That's why you're listening today to a talk about sixth tour and rugby from myself. Yeah, if you won't mind keeping the score away from me with Wales versus Ireland right now, that would be beneficial for my own sanity. yes, next slide, please. So yes, at ChainGuard, we support a lot of open source projects. We're talking today about sixth tour, but we're also part of Salsa, doing some assessments there. We've got Tecton, Knative, OpenSSF, and Distroverse.
Does anybody use any or all of those?
Go.
I do. There's a couple on there that aren't listed. Like I said, Ingress Nginx, ChainGuard supports me to support Ingress. We also have our own container image out there. It's called Wolfie. You can check that out, wolfie.dev. But like I said, we're going to talk about sixth tour and rugby today.
OK, so who here has heard of sixth tour prior to walking into this room? OK, we've got a couple. Thank you for coming. Who here has heard of rugby today prior to coming into this room? Yes, hello. Right. So when we submitted this talk, James found this very special diagram. And when we zoom in, we can see the similarities between sixth tour and rugby for this talk. Incidentally, this lasts about 22 minutes, hence why we've had such a long introduction.
So what do people think rugby is? It's really not doing a haka. It looks cool and intimidates your opponents, but that's not really what it is. It's a very difficult game with highly specialized positions, and it was required to help everyone work together to achieve a goal. And that's really what we think sixth tour is and what we want to talk about. So there's lots of components about it, and we think that sixth tour is tackling supply chain security, and we're going to talk about how, why, and hopefully make it fun along the way and learn a little bit about rugby and sixth tour, and probably a lot about neither. So why is sixth tour tackling supply chain security? It has started to improve the supply chain technology that we all use. It's made by open source maintainers for open source maintainers. A lot of you may not be aware, but a lot of things are being signed right now. So thank you to Adolfo there from SIG Release for signing all of the Kubernetes releases with sixth tour. Thank you. That was a lot of hard work. I know PyPy, a lot of package maintainers are going to be supporting that. I know Maven, so there's a lot of people that are using sixth tour. You might not even be aware of that you're using it, but it's a direct response to some of the challenges that are there right now. So who here has had someone else sign their GPG key? Been through a signing party? 2, 3 people? 4? Okay. I was really glad not everyone shot their hand up, because you know, that would have been really fun. Anyway, we're going to talk about how we're going to be doing that.
So again, not knowing where your software comes from, and without having identity checks and safety protocols, it's leaving we're leaving it open to exploits and attacks. So sixth tour attempts to make software and their infrastructure frictionless and invisible. And as James has mentioned, we're integrated with a wide range of systems.
tie it to an identity and know where it came from and who made that piece of software. And just like in Sigstore, rugby also has lots of positions that are available, highly specialized. I play a hooker. That's much different than what a fullback would do. We all have different responsibilities to be able to win the game. So we're going to tie those two together. I'm going to start off at the very top of the play, right? So we're going to talk about trust roots. So with signing, we also it requires trust. So knowing like who is making available this piece of software. So think of it from a PKI perspective. We have a root of trust in SSL certificates. What we're also trying to accomplish with Sigstore is that same root of trust. So think of automated software for SSL certificates.
I was thinking of Johnny Sexton.
Johnny Sexton. That's not the answer. But think of it from that perspective. So Sigstore has a root of trust. It was initialized with TUF, so the update
Let's
framework.
Encrypt.
Let's Encrypt. Thank you for that. Let's Encrypt. Think about Sigstore as Let's Encrypt for software signing artifacts, making it easy and transparent for everyone to use. So the fly half is a very influential player on the field. And in order to start that root of trust, we have to have that trust there. So you can. There's a bunch of links there. We actually did a live stream of the Sigstore key signing. If you want to figure out how they initialized that and did all that work, that's a great YouTube video from that. Going from the fly half to the loose head, from a play perspective, they're going to be the certificate authority. So now we've got our root of trust. We have our certificate authority to be able to produce those certificates to sign those artifacts. So a lot of responsibility is on the CA from that perspective. And of course, being a loose head, you carry a lot of weight on the team. You're very important into the scrum. So again, very important position on the team.
So OIDC allows us to identify the end user. We obtain some basic information about the user, and Falcio uses OIDC to authenticate requests. Subject-related claims can be extracted and included on the certificate. Sigstore runs a federated OIDC identity provider in DEX, which creates a DEX OIDC token from the original OIDC. Falcio supports OIDC from additional configured users, issuers, as we can see from the screenshot. And the player that we selected for this was Martin Castro-Giovanni. Does anyone know of Martin Castro-Giovanni? No? Okay, well, there's something learned today. He's a massive identity within the Italian game, even though he's originally from Argentina. And the reason I selected him is because you can identify him because of his sleeve with all the identities of his family members on his arm. Next slide.
And so now we've come to Falcio. Falcio is the API that drives all of this, that ties the OIDC and the certificate authority together. So when you're making a request to get a signing certificate, you're doing it through Falcio. And we put that together with the hooker. And yes, I was self-serving. That is me. And do feel sorry for that guy. So Falcio is a free code signing certificate authority. Anyone can make a request to get a signing certificate, tie it to their identity, and make it available for everyone to verify. They are short-lived certificates, so that's going to come into play from another piece of technology perspective. We're going to talk a little bit more about that with Recore.
So with Recore, it provides immutability with ephemeral certificates. It's based on a Merkle tree, and it fulfills the transparency log, which means that it's searchable for all. So you can use that URL there to be able to search via your browser, or you can use Recore CLI to be able to search. So for this one, I'm looking towards Martin Johnson. Again, as a Welsh person, for putting all these names out is quite difficult for me. But Martin Johnson was a powerhouse for England. He was captain. He led them to numerous victories. But the reason why this is comparable to Recore is he went on to a successful coaching career as well, providing insight to the next generation as to how to play the game. Next slide, please.
So we want to take some time and talk a little bit about how a developer interacts with that. So when we think about it from a rugby perspective, the scrum half is the connector between the forwards and the backs from that perspective. And cosign is that glue that ties all of these pieces together. Think of it like kubectl, right? You don't actually directly interact with the API. You do it through kubectl. Cosign is how you do that with Falcio and Recore and the rest of the other Sigstore environments. So you can actually sign and verify signatures. It also creates in-toto attestations. So if you wanted to generate and sign other metadata about your container images, maybe how many CVEs are in it, if you're generating an SBOM, things like that, other metadata, you can make available, sign it, and store it with the container. All of that can be done through CoSign. And we're not talking about just container images as well. That's where it's highly targeted right now, but you can also sign other pieces of information. So when I send, as for fun, when I send documents to clients nowadays, I also sign it, and it generates the hash of the document and the signature, and they know that that document came from me. So it's basically a free DocuSign.
So this is Gareth Edwards. He was an influential player in the 70s, played 88 consecutive games for Wales, and one of the key reasons to our success in the 70s, not so much in the 2020s. And yes, the Scrum Half is instrumental in communicating between the backs and the forwards within a game, which I can also see with CoSign. Not necessarily CoSign in rugby, but yes.
Next slide.